School District 48's, SD 48, six executive-level employees earned almost $1.3 million between them for the 2022-23 school year, as revealed by draft executive compensation disclosures required for transparency by the province. The compensation rates were detailed to the district's Finance Committee on October 11 by Secretary-Treasurer Danielle Haverstock, whose wage is among the six required to be disclosed. According to Haverstock, the executive compensation report has been reviewed by the British Columbia Public Sector Employers Association, BCPSEA, which sets guidelines for compensation, and is being reviewed by the Public Sector Employers Council Secretariat, PSCS, meaning the South Dakota 48 report remains in draft form for now. Salary increases for exempt staff cannot proceed without the approval of the BCPSEA. Besides Haverstock, the report detailed compensation for the superintendent, assistant superintendent, and the three directors of instruction employed by the district. Each executive-level employee earned a salary increase based on performance. SUPT. Christopher Nicholson took home a base salary of $211,860, which was bumped up by 7% from the 2021-22 school year. Adding in benefits, his pension and other compensation, which in this case included a $6,000 vehicle allowance and a $6,081 vacation payout, Nicholson's total compensation was $263,658 for 2022-23. In the 2021-22 year, Nicholson's total compensation was $229,239. The superintendent is the top-paid employee of each school district, with Nicholson's responsibilities spanning SD 48's 15 schools from Squamish to Pemberton. Assistant Superintendent Paul Lorette received a base salary of $187,341, up 5% based on performance, with an additional 1% increase from January 1 due to extraordinary performance. Haverstock's salary increase was unique among the six, as it had to be increased beyond the standard recommended 5% performance-based increase to fall within BCPSEA guidelines for executive-level wages, requiring another 2.9% performance-based increase from January 1. For the three directors of instruction, Philip Clark and David Duncan both received a salary of $164,859, while Kim Sadra received a salary of $159,075. All three received the recommended 5% increase. While the executive salary increases are still under review by the PSCS, they are expected to be finalized and posted to the South Dakota 48 website by October 27. A complete disclosure of SD 48 finances and all staff compensation will be detailed in the 22-23 Statement of Financial Information, SOFI, report, which is released within 6 months of the end of the school district's financial year. Get Squamish News Daily with our free newsletter. Sign up here.